The Europe Report with Kanan Lipschitz.
Kanan, absolutely delighted to have you back after what seems like a very long absence.
Yes, it even seems longer than I can imagine because I've been without childcare that whole time.
Oh, really? Yeah.
So our interview fell on kiddie time, but now the kids are back in school and things are becoming more sane.
Okay, so tell the Dutch government we're very happy on this side for that decision. And also, just Kanan, absolutely apropos nothing, you've written the most incredible articles. I've been following them in the JTA over the past few weeks, you know, ranging from Dutch television broadcasts, the most insane anti-Semitic kind of tropes in a Holocaust documentary to, you've just had a very interesting past couple of weeks. So yeah, great to have you back. Maybe we can touch on those and some other stories. But today you want to talk about the Judensau, the Jew sow, the Jew pig.
Exactly. This is just let me shortly introduce the concept. In Germany, across Germany in fact, there are many reliefs in churches, in old churches particularly, of a sow, a female pig, a nursing or doing other activities with Jews, with rabbis, people with kippahs and big beards. One in Wittenberg is particularly obscene. It has the pig and the rabbi in a 69 sexual position, giving each other oral pleasure. It's really out of this world, and this was placed on the churches following the Lutheran Reform as kind of a stark message. About the 13th century it was, and onward, sending a stark message to Jews. Even converted Jews are not welcome in these congregations. This has been going on, the chatter about this has been going on for a while now, because, you know, it's Germany, and it's the Lutheran basis for the Nazi hatred, and these are very raw subjects, but now it's risen to the surface once more because of the protests across the Western world against racist statues. Even the statue of Churchill in London, I forget where exactly in London, but the main one had to be boarded up to shield it from vandalism. So against this, a lot of German Jews are asking, wait, so you're taking down these statues of slave owners and other individuals, but you're going to keep the Judensau? And the answer is yes, because in February, a court in Germany rejected a case calling for a local church in Wittenberg to remove its Judensau. It said that it did not harm the Jews' reputation because it was embedded in a wider memorial context. And there was another appeal, and just yesterday there was a compromise, so we're not going to remove this relief. We're just going to board it up as we did with, as they did with Churchill. And what's striking about this, it comes in a broader context, which we can discuss, and how the Jews find themselves ill at ease, to say the least, in this wave of protests. But what's amazing to me about this case is that the statues that we're debating, Churchill, slave owners, Cecil Rhodes, they were erected not to honor the racism of the people that are being celebrated there. They were celebrated for other reasons. So there's a debate about, there's arguments on both sides on the legacy of these individuals, people like Churchill. And yet these Judensaus, they were put there in order to cause offense because of anti-Semitism, not in spite of it. So in a way, it's much more pronounced, much worse, a much worse case of celebrating racism, and yet the German judiciary, at least, is protecting its heritage in this case. And that tells you something.
It does tell you something, and it's a fascinating debate, and I don't know what's right, and I don't know what's wrong, and maybe we'll ask our listeners to weigh in on this tomorrow, because we don't have time today, but it is interesting to me that the debate has now arisen in the context of what is going on with all these other statues. Also interesting to me that Jews have never really taken these actions prior to this, asking for the removal of these statues. Correct me if I'm wrong, Kanan, but I seem to recall that it is a recent convert to Judaism who's actually brought this action against the German church.
Yes, this is part of the furniture here, and where I'm speaking to you from Amsterdam. In the 1950s, they erected a statue that has been moved recently, thanking the Dutch government for how it helped protect the Jews. Only problem is, the Netherlands had the highest death rate in Western Europe during the Holocaust. 75% of the population was murdered with local collaboration. Yet this mindset of not upsetting the authorities, not upsetting those in power, appeasing them, keeping low profile, that's something that has been going on uninterrupted since the days that the Judenstahl was put there until now.
Yeah, difficult discussion. I mean, what does one do with the Merchant of Venice? What does one do with the New Testament? What does one do with the Quran? There's a lot of hateful things all over the place, and I don't know. We'll ask the question tomorrow. Kanan, as always, thank you for that very provocative, very interesting discussion. And great to have you back.
Thanks. Looking forward to the next time.